KSRN News. I'm John Scott. The Conservative Political Action Conference has begun, kicking off another four-day jamboree of speeches and culture war grievances. Speaking at CPAC, GOP Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida says fellow House Republicans are prepared to shut down the government over border security.
My position to my colleagues on Capitol Hill is clear. You either secure the border or you get no money for the government.
Former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, will also take the stage at CPAC during its first full day of speakers. She says it was a great honor for her father-in-law to back her to become co-chair of the Republican National Committee.
This is a position for which I never imagined I would run, but I also never imagined that our country would be in such dire straits. It is time for change. It is time to fight. And it is time to win.
Laura Trump urging Republicans to embrace early voting to avoid playing catch-up on Election Day. Also at SRNNews.com, progress is being made. AT&T says at least 75% of its network has been restored. That's after an outage was reported earlier today. The mother of Russia's top opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, says she has seen her son's body and she's resisting strong pressures by authorities to agree to a secret burial outside the public eye. She reaffirmed the demand to give Navalny's body to her and protested what she described as authorities trying to force her to agree to the secret burial. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The NASDAQ is up more than 3%. This is SRN News. The girls' basketball team gives up.
The Collegiate Charter School of Lowell, Massachusetts decided to forfeit its game with KIPP Academy at halftime after one of its players was injured by a boy who was living as a girl. The coach of the former team feared that more girls might be hurt if they continued to face off against the bearded 6-foot-tall KIPP player. Critics of allowing males to compete against females in sports have pointed out there is a physical risk involved. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Radical Hindus are again persecuting Christians in India. After a recent celebration of the opening of a new Hindu temple, local people climbed onto the roofs of several churches and planted Hindu flags with pagan deities. International Christian Concern reports that the incident took place in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Persecutions of believers is on the rise all across that country. This is SRN News. Walgreens is out, Amazon is in for the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Amazon.com Inc. is being added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, joining Apple, Walt Disney, Walmart, and other companies that make up the 30-stock average. S&P Dow Jones Indices says Amazon will replace drugstore operator Walgreens Boots Alliance in the Dow before the opening of trading on Monday, February 26th. The shift was prompted by Walmart's decision to do a 3-to-1 stock split, which will reduce its stock weighting in the index. Meanwhile, Uber Technology will be added to the Dow Jones Transportation Average, replacing JetBlue Airways. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A private U.S. lunar lander is in orbit around the moon. It will attempt to land on the surface sometime today. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.